morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattlemen. Want to capture an extra $24 a head from your stocker operation? You can with Synovex One Grass. It provides steers and heifers long-lasting weight gain for up to 200 days. In an Oklahoma trial, stockers implanted with Synovex One Grass outgained cattle implanted with Revelor G or Encore by 20 pounds. Implant with long-duration Synovex One Grass this spring and increase your profits by up to $24 a head. Visit growwithsynovex.com. Do not use Synovex products in veal calves. Refer to label for complete directions for use, precautions, and warnings.
My daughter was 6 months old in 2008. I began to realize that when she turns 20, I would be 63. My name is Bryce Barfield. I quit smoking December 31st, 2008. I know how important dads are to daughters. My main reason for stopping smoking was for her, so that I could live a long life and be there for her.
For free help, including text and email support, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a program of TSET.
Welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Roughly 150 biofuel plant managers are urging President Donald Trump to pursue the path that's a win-win for agriculture, the biofuels industry, and blue-collar workers regarding the renewable fuel standard and RIN prices. Growth Energy joined the managers in a letter that calls for reed vapor pressure relief for E15 fuels and asks the administration to reject Ted Cruz's proposals that they say pick winners and losers. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says the Cruz campaign against RIN is based on fairy tales designed to justify handouts for the same folks who raided corporate funds at the expense of local workers in Philadelphia, referring to the failed refinery in Pennsylvania that claimed RIN prices led to its bankruptcy. The letter to Trump explains that allowing year-round E15 sales would support growth on all sides, generate a new supply of RINs, and ease pressure on refiners. But the letter states the proposal holds no value if it becomes tied to RIN caps that eliminate market access for biofuels. Meanwhile, closer to home, I had the chance recently to talk with Keith Felty, a farmer from Altus, Oklahoma, and president of the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association. We talked about some issues affecting producers right here in Oklahoma, particularly the state's budget discussions happening in the current legislative session. Felty says in Oklahoma, farmers throughout the agricultural community are lucky to have a legislature that, for the most part, understands their business and strives to have a good working relationship with our rural citizens. However, some state policymakers have eyed the ag sales tax exemption enjoyed by farmers recently as a possible means to help offset some of those state budget woes. Felty defended the exemption as a key financial tool for agribusinessmen.
For us in Oklahoma, it's crucial. We're purchasing inputs to put together a sellable product, and then that sellable product will ultimately go into the tax revenue. It's a big deal for agriculture and for our survival.
With commodity prices still severely depressed, though, Felty insists farmers can't handle another negative financial hit. The current price of wheat is so strenuous on some farmers' bottom lines right now that many have opted to switch to more potentially profitable crops this year. Indeed, cotton acres are expected to grow exponentially in Oklahoma this year. As president of the state's Wheat Growers Association, though, Felty doesn't seem to be sweating that fact, understanding that the ag business is all cyclical and believes wheat will eventually bounce back.
Cotton's the banner child right now. It's approached 80 cents, maybe a little higher here recently. So of commodities, it's the Cinderella right now. We know it's going to go the other way. Wheat's going to come back up. It's a little uncomfortable, a little different mindset. Kind of got to get your head around it and just go do it.
You got farm news on Ron.
ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with the authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and proud to be a part of the 2018 Oklahoma Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. Be watching and listening for coverage from the OIE on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Powered by ITC, your energy superhighway.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.